joined by Chris Patton, who's involved with the Onto a Winner Syndicate, just was reflecting on Quiet Reflections Commonwealth Cup win last weekend, last week. What was the whole experience like at Ascot, Chris? What was it all about?
The day flew by, a fantastic day, and what a day that everyone involved with Onto a Winner, all Quiet Reflections owners, will never forget. Building up to the race, everyone obviously nervous, excitement. Obviously, you don't go to the races, especially a Group 1 race at Royal Ascot, having the favourite, so everyone's a bit nervous before the race. But once the race started, the horse did all the talking for everyone involved, and the scenes, which have been publicised on Channel 4, I don't think Royal Ascot have any scenes, seen any scenes in the parade ring and the winner's enclosure or anything like that before, and they probably won't. It was that special. It means massive, massively for the syndicate. It's massive for Cole Burke, having his first Group 1 in Great Britain. Massive for Dougie Costello, and the whole experience. And Ascot treated us superbly well after the race. Can't thank them enough. And the day, unfortunately, had to come to a close. Hopefully there will be days like that again. It was a day of phenomenal experience for everyone involved.
Progress has been quite remarkable, really, from our first run at Hamilton. You always thought quite a bit of it, didn't you? But obviously this year, with a win in France and then going on to achieve that, it's been gradual progression period of few weeks, really.
Yeah, everyone thought, from the stable involved, everyone thought she was a nice horse, but this year progression has been extraordinary. Cole's horses wasn't running that great when she went to France, and Dougie would probably fully admit he went maybe a little bit too early in France, but she showed up quality and guts and determination to win there. The Sandy Lane, the turn of foot, absolutely breathtaking. It's still, when you watch a turn of foot at Haydock, it still puts, you can still feel it running down your bones and things like that. That was just magnificent. And then going to Royal Ascot, she's just improved for every run. Her only defeat is in the ladder last year, where she got badly hampered, but look, she's a Group 1 winner, Group 2 winner, Group 3 listed. She's progressed throughout the sort of ladder. And she's an exceptional race.
The next plans of July Cup, I believe, and then a bit of a break after that.
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes to ground dependent. She's only raced on sort of good to soft ground. I think it come up firm. I think Cole would have to make the decision whether we go there. She'll be taking on her elders as well, which is another thing to consider, which is going to have to do later on in the season anyway. It really depends on how the horse comes up to the July Cup, what the ground's like. We're under no pressure to run and things like that. We can wait for the sprint races back at Haydock and then Ascot, which were the original plans, the July Cup. We'll see what happens with the ground and what entries there are, and we'll progress from there.
The syndicate's gone from strength to strength since the launch. I mean, last year, a year and a half ago now, was Too Cool for School as a Group 2 winner at Newbury, and obviously things didn't quite pan out that horse's way last year, because I believe you had Commonwealth Cup as a possible target for Too Cool for School, so it must have been equally, doubly rewarding, really, to land a race this year with Quiet Reflection.
It was, and Too Cool for School was a massive flagship for us, winning the Group 2 Mill Reef at Newbury. Last year, just things didn't work out for him. As you say, it was the plan for the Commonwealth Cup when we spoke probably a year ago to now. He's back now. He's had a little operation regarding his wind. He seems to be working as well as he can be. He probably need to run today, and then he'll kick on from there. But doubly satisfying to go to Royal Ascot with Quiet Reflection when the plan was last year at a two-quarter school to go there.
In terms of anybody seeking to get involved with the syndicate more broadly, how do they go about getting involved with Onto a Winner?
If they look at the website, ontoawinner.net, there's either email one of the team or there's some phone numbers there, one of the lads there, just get in touch. We've got some really nice horses there that are still on the site that are for sale. The Clos de Ville filly that is at Ben Haslam's. There's a couple of other horses at Carl's. And we've also got some for our Irish viewers or Irish listeners. We've got a couple of horses now of Adrian Keatley across there that there's still some shares in. Just click on the website there, find one of the lads' phone number, give us a ring. We'll explain you through things. Typically, a share, 2.5% share where you start from is £65 a month, and that's all inclusive, includes the owner's badges. Just get involved. It's like winning the lottery. You take your chances, you buy a ticket, and get yourself involved, and you'll come racing, you have a good time, and you will not have the experiences, you can't buy them experiences.
Fantastic, Chris. Delighted for you to see the horse win last week, and best of luck with her for the rest of the season and the horses going forward.
Thanks very much, Mark.